For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. Look who is still here, sticking around, Mike Schaefer, because apparently Sip had bad info on the time of practice. He thought it was 9, it's actually 9:50, so thank you for sticking around, Schaefer.
I read my email.
Appreciate you. Sip does not read all his emails. I think he has a problem with his emails, because I send the rundown every day, and he doesn't get it anymore. I started texting it to him at this point.
Yeah.
So there could be a legitimate problem with, you know, too many emails. He's got to delete some, possibly. Reminder today, join us from 3 to 6. We'll be at Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill, now new to Lincoln, 27th and Jamie Lane. Enjoy opening day and the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16 with us. They have a great menu like steak skewers, the Liquid Gold Smash Burger, the Blue Chip Burger, the Steak Holder Sandwich, and more. Lincoln's best selection of beers, cocktails, whiskey, and more. That's 3 to 6 p.m. today at 2755 Jamie Lane, South Lincoln, just north of like Honda of Lincoln down there. So join us today for that. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, myself will be down there. Speaking of opening day, Schaefer, we are rivals today because you are a Cleveland Guardians fan and I am a KC Royals fan. By the way, we are the home of the Royals on the radio, these airwaves this year. So please enjoy KC Royals baseball here on the ticket all season long. Your official prediction, number one, do either of our teams make the postseason?
I think they both make it again. I think the Royals win the division. And I have Cleveland in the playoffs as a wild card team. They both win in the neighborhood of like 88 to 85 games. There's just a couple games that separate them. So a game like today could be a difference maker in the long run of the division.
I would ask you, in terms of Major League Baseball as a whole, is it a successful season as a fan of your Guardians, of me, of the Royals, if anybody besides the Dodgers or Yankees wins the World Series?
Well, I don't think the Yankees are going to win the World Series.
Okay, let's go with the Dodgers. Anybody but the Dodgers?
It does feel that way, but then if the Astros win it, I'm not going to feel good about that either. To the degree that someone else wins it would be nice, but the Braves are going to be a solid team, and
The Phillies are good.
What I mean is, like, the Dodgers have a substantial advantage, but there are very good teams in the NL that could take them out. I think the NL continues to be much better than the AL in terms of overall league strength or quality of team strength. The Diamondbacks are going to be a plucky team in the NL West that could be a thorn for the Dodgers. I am not willing to say the Dodgers are definitely going to win the World Series. But they seem like the very.
I'm saying it to me. Even if the Royals don't win, I'm probably happy if the Dodgers just don't, because they spend money like nobody's seen. They're making the Yankees look like they're nothing spenders anymore.
The problem with that for me is that I don't know that I ever consider it a success, because Cleveland never wins, and I'm just so bummed out by it.
Cleveland has been in a World Series recently, as of 9 years ago.
Yeah, so, well, they made the ALCS last year, and then they didn't spend any money this offseason to make their team better. So,
for a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I don't know. It's always tough because baseball is my favorite and you get so excited for it. And yet I also know I'm just signing up to being mad about the economics of the sport that I can't control.
Now, a couple years ago, you and I made a trip down to KC.
Yeah, we got
to
do that again.
For the Guardians. It was the first series of the year. I think that was
You taught me about ago. Music that came out after 2015.
I did. That was an interesting trip. You had never heard about most of the songs. I'm like, really? This one too? Really? Like, I'm not a new music guy
at
all.
That was like 2022. That wasn't even long ago.
By any means a new music guy.
Relative to me, you know
but
everything.
Apparently I did. But yeah, that was fun.
We should do that again.
We should. Now, you're not going down for any of these games in KC.
No, not right now.
I was supposed to go down today for opening day. I had tickets. Mm. But because we have the remote broadcast, I got to be at that. It's priority first with the work. I will get to KC at some point in the near future for the game. Shout out to T and the team going down there to watch the game. I will miss you guys. Please have a beverage for me and root for me. But I'll hopefully get back there. Next year for opening day.
Yeah. Well, I wish this wasn't an opening day series. I wish this wasn't a March series. I'm more apt to go later in the month of April or in May. Like, it's just with spring football starting right around this time, it's just more difficult. And now also allegedly having responsibilities as a parent, it's not as easy to get away as it was in 2022.
I have a little bit of concern before we get out of here. But with the Royals, again, they have expectations, and I think rightfully so, but here's the deal, Schaefer. I'm the guy that when my team is supposed to be good, they're not good. Husker baseball is at a rough, they're a ranked team. Favorite to win the Big Ten, they're second to last in the conference.
And what are they,
they're
10-14,
they're 2-7 in conference.
They got Oregon State coming in this weekend?
So, naturally, with the way that that's playing, a team that I care about and support and is supposed to be good, I have natural concerns about the Royals being able to play up to their expectations and goals.
Yeah, well, I think that's normal as a sports fan to have a little bit of doubt and skepticism of what your team can accomplish. It's not my job to talk you into the Royals. The reason that I think that they're going to win the division is I think they have probably consistently the best lineup in the division.
It's very good.
I think guys like Jonathan India as an addition is going to be huge for them at the top of that lineup. I think you could have someone like Michael Garcia could play up from where he was last year. I think there's another level for Vinny Pasquantino. And then you still have stalwarts and Salvador Perez and Bobby Witt Jr., who's one of the four or five best players in the league.
Pasquantino had 98 RBIs, and he got hurt in like mid-August.
Yeah.
And so he didn't get to 100 RBIs. He played again in the postseason, I think, in the AL, the wild card round, and lost. They beat the Orioles, and then they lost to, of course, the Yankees the next round. But he would have had easily 110-plus RBIs, but he didn't get hurt in late August, missed the whole month of September. So.
If he can tap into a little more power, too, because if he could be like a 25-30 home run guy, you're just getting extra runs.
He can do that.
He's a big enough guy. He's got power. It just hasn't happened yet.
Enjoy opening day. Just know your season's not over if your team loses today. It's 162 games. Do not freak out.
Done.
Don't panic.
Done.
Sweet 16. Enjoy that. Schaefer, thank you for your time today. We'll see you next Thursday.
Yes.
All right. The Drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.